I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation today banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That can be as early as 6 weeks before many women know they're pregnant. Kemp said he was signing the bill to, quote, ensure that all Georgians have the opportunity to live, grow, learn, and prosper. The signing caps weeks of tension and protests at the state capitol and marks the beginning of what could be a lengthy and costly legal battle over the law's constitutionality. More on the legislation and reaction to the bill signing throughout the day on Political Rewind, All Things Considered, and on our digital platforms. Georgia's highest court plans to hear an appeal of the dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the outcome of the election for lieutenant governor last November. Today's arguments will likely shine a spotlight on the state's outdated voting machines. The lawsuit contends that an unexplained undervote in the lieutenant governor's race was likely caused by problems with the machines. A judge dismissed the lawsuit in January, and the plaintiffs appealed to the Georgia Supreme Court. A group of election security experts have filed a brief supporting the plaintiffs' call for a reversal of the lower court's dismissal. And city officials in Houston in North Georgia's Jackson County are facing calls to resign after reportedly saying that the community wasn't ready to have an African-American city administrator. According to the AJC, Mayor Teresa Kennerly reportedly said that Keith Henry was a good candidate, but that the mostly white community wasn't ready for a black person in that role. City Councilman Jim Cleveland sparked another outrage by saying Henry's interracial marriage was against his Christian beliefs. And Carolyn Meadows, the new president of the NRA, is apologizing for saying that one of the leading proponents for gun control in Congress was only elected because she's, quote, a minority female. During an interview last week with the Marietta Daily Journal, Meadows said Representative Lucy McBath was elected not because of her support of stricter gun laws, but because she's a minority female. Now, in a statement to the Washington Post, Meadows, who lives in East Cobb County, is apologizing to McBath for her comments. And community activists renewed their push to shut down an Atlanta jail yesterday. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
Standing on the steps of City Hall, a few dozen people rallied in support of closing and repurposing the Atlanta City Detention Center. It costs more than $32 million a year to operate the facility, and the population there has dwindled since the city stopped accepting federal immigration detainees. Marilyn Nguyen is with Women on the Rise, one of the groups pushing to close the jail. She says their goal is pretty simple.
Close it, take the $32.5 million and reallocate it back into the community for services, jobs, homes, and all the things that low-income communities need.
Nguyen says legislation that could decide the future of the jail may be introduced in the Atlanta City Council later this month. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Braves lost to the Dodgers 5-3 last night. Game 2 of the series is tonight. First pitch is at 10:10. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.